Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
In fact, if you read the Old Testament, the Law of Moses, you will find a particular portion in Leviticus where Moses gave instructions on how to cleanse lepers by the priest, and they will be healed. But it was not really the dispensation of the miraculous, but the law. But even in the law was contained ordinance for the miraculous. Even in the law was not all just rules and regulations. They were instructions of how to step into the miraculous. And then you came into a dispensation of the prophets, and the emphasis was taking that which was written and bringing it before your face real. Because God is on a journey. So God moved from the law to the prophets. From the prophet, he moved into his son. Did you get that? You didn't get that. I saw all of that stuff you saw in the Old Testament was a journey. From the law, he traveled with us till he opened us into the prophetic realm. And the prophetic realm, what he gave to us was access to hear him, to see him. Because those are the strongest senses in the human body. The sense of hearing and sight. So that what you see, you can become. What you hear can be configured inside you. And all of that was towards one goal: to bring into the realm of sons. So in Hebrews chapter 1, it says to us that God spoke to us at four times through the prophet. Say, but now speaks to us by his son. What you know and what you believe in moments of crisis can be very critical to your success. I said what you know plus what you believe. You may have heard, but you may not have believed, even though you agreed. There's a difference between mental assent, agreement in the head. The thing about faith is that faith doesn't give you any evidence, but propels you to move. That is, faith is the substance of things what? The things we hope for are in the future. We can't see them except in our mind and in our heart. We just see it, we close our eyes and we see it. But there is nothing in our circumstance that tells us that thing is going to happen, except that we are seeing something. And that thing is in the future. But you see, because we traveled from the law into the prophet, in the prophets, one of the critical success factors in the prophetic is the ability to see. So many times what the prophet sees is in hope. Many times what the prophet sees is in hope. It's not there with him, but he sees it and he says, you shall not see rain, you shall not see water. He said, but the valley shall be filled. As at that time, they had not even dug anything. But he saw into the spirit realm, and that's what the prophetic does. It brings you into the place where you can see. And then God asks you, son of man, can these bones live again? Because now the prophet is seeing something that is not hopeful but hopeless. And you think you have faith until you have seen certain things. Then you now realize that it will take God for this situation to change. Not man, not connection, God. Because now even the faith of the prophet begins to fail him. He wasn't trying to be humble, he was just being honest. This thing is dead. These are bones and they are very dry. These guys have probably been dead for years. And God is not talking about a 2-day dead, a 3-day dead. This is probably like 3 years. And God is saying, son, can these things come alive again? I'm talking about impossible situations. Don't get friendly with this circumstance, because God is asking, can these bones live again? Sometimes we know you just find a way around a particular problem where you can cohabit without causing trouble. Oh, it's something that happens to me once every month, something that happens to me once every 3 months. We have learned how to cohabit. And God is saying, label this problem your enemy. As long as you found a reason to cohabit, then there is nothing I can do. So God opened up his servant into his realm, and in the future he started by seeing a hopeless situation. Because if God said to you that by this time next year you will not be living in a rented house but in your own house, something is telling you how. Because for you, God is overstepping his bounds. For you, it is not part of the package. For you, it is not something that is possible. For you, how? He said, even if gold were laid on the dust, can a cup of rice be sold for 1 naira in Nigeria? So God, you see that most of the things the Lord specializes in, they are not things men have solutions for. So he lets, if you can fix it, you deal with it. But if you can't fix it, then come on, give me some space. I've got work to do. If God is saying to you that by this time next year, you will be on your own bed in your own house. You see, the reason why I don't believe is because you are thinking how much it will cost you to get that house. Now, for you, you think God is doing that to feed your ego. No. Many times when God begins to look for this kind of breakthroughs to bestow to people, is because he needs a city of refuge. He needs a house somewhere he can hide his stuff, and he doesn't have everywhere he can keep his stuff. So he's looking for you and he's showing you, can these bones live again? Because what God wanted to give the prophet was not just people, it was an army. But this army are people that currently are in hopeless, very hopeless situations. And God is saying, hey, these are your church members. These are the people I'm sending you to. Some of them are in Canada. Some of them are in the fashion business. And you're like, can't you get me ready, people? People who are okay. At least 50-50. Why are you sending me to the bad stuff? That man of God, you have been in Lekki. Send him there. Let me to go to Lekki and enjoy. You just somehow in your mind, you are wondering why you are always the one that has to deal with the bad stuff. God wants you to do something. He allows you force. Pray to eat first, then tells you, okay, get up now, go fix it. You've not seen that kind of stuff. God allows you fall into a sin, then redeems you and say, go and help people in this problem. Say, God, you should have just saved me and told me you are anointed. Say, you see, I cannot use you as a high priest who is not touched. You must feel the pain of the assignment. You must be willing to weep and to shed genuine tears with people who are in that scene. It's not to say it is well. You must have enough tears in your eyes to be able to connect with their pain. If not, brother, you're not fit for the job. So I will let you go there and suffer and be broke. And I will tell you, don't ask any of your family members for money. So what do I do? Say, believe. I believe, Lord. So start confessing. So I say, Lord, I've been confessing 3 days. I didn't see nothing. Say, go and sleep. Say, wake up. Say, what do you do? Say, start confessing again. So it puts you on a routine until there is nothing you can lean on as a plan B. Many times, like a man of God said, so he said, with the same, we teach faith, we preach faith. And they ask him, do you want to tell us you've never been broke? He said, yeah, I've been broke a lot. I said, what were you doing? Then it means your message is not true. He said, no. He said, the devil just gave me a missile to bombard it, because the day I didn't have, I realized it was time to fast. So I used my situation as a weapon, and I went on 7 days. Say, right now I drive my own aircraft. I can buy the city. You see, and I'm not bluffing. Say, I can buy the city. I'm talking about JC Duplantis. Say, I can buy the city. He said, I'm not bluffing. He said, you don't know the God I serve. You come into God's presence, you are lost in his holiness, but you don't see his wealth. You don't see his excellence. You don't see that the reason, the way he sits on the throne is deliberate, because he sits like a king. That's why he doesn't show up everywhere. If not, stop capturing an angle to him. See him as he is. Many times we cannot behold him as he is. We will backslide because we can't believe that's him. Even the scriptures does not guarantee that the streets were paved with gold. Say like. In other words, there are no accurate words to capture. So what the devil does to us many times is keep us so locked up in our problems and challenges. We are seeing the problem, but we are seeing the flip side of the interpretation. Very dry bones. But what does faith see? It sees a mighty army. So it's not just to see, but how are you seeing? So we can come to church for an entire year and be shouting that God should do stuff for us, and but God says, see. What we are talking about the same thing, but we are seeing differently. And until we are seeing together, there's no alignment. And if there's no alignment, the power cannot flow to you. I'm saying this because if God decides to bless you and put a Lamborghini or a Bentley, it's just one of those things. It's not an issue. If the day he wants it, we'll give it away. You understand? Our heart is not in these things. You will have it. When your heart, the day he says, give it out, it's gone. The reason why we are praying and we are not seeing is because we have this ownership mentality. It's mine. I fasted 21 days before I got it. That's why you need to give it away. I want to read something in that scripture. Because sometimes we confuse, and when we go for business meetings and business summit, there are certain things we teach. But when we come into God's house, our economic sense is different. Higher. Because I don't know why God would leave an entire nation and go visit a widow of Zarephath. There are some things I just don't understand. Look at verse 8, 1 Kings chapter 17. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. This suggests to me this is not probably an Israeli territory, right? It's not an Israeli territory. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the woman was there. What was she gathering? What was she gathering? Oh. If you watch African Magic, or well, African Magic, Igbo. They do a lot of gathering of sticks in their films. You probably know it's fetching firewood and all. But the Yorubas prefer to act all their films in the hotel and give you the impression that's their house. But that room is too organized to be your house. I know you. That ain't you. We know. We know. Yeah, that ain't you. So this woman was fetching sticks. Fetching sticks. She couldn't even afford gas. She was fetching sticks. She had to go as far as the gate of the city, because if you needed to buy in the center of the city, it would cost you more. So she had to wake up early to go to Mushi Market by 5 a.m. to get the cheapest offer. If she slept off and by chance woke up 8 a.m., she's done, because nobody's going to give her nothing. The prophet and the person the prophet was sent to coincidentally met at the city gate. The gate is where the elders converge. It's where people enter into covenants. When that man was going to marry Ruth, what's his name again? Boaz. He had to consult with the elders at the gate. That's why they exchanged their shoes as a mark of covenant. a lot of transactions go on at the gate. Because the gate is where the full powers of that city is placed in the foundation. When you come into a gate, anything beyond that gate can happen to you. So it's very important, before you enter, ask, what was the foundation of this company? Don't just run in and say, simply because the name is spelled Sahara, and you just run in and you suddenly find yourself at Sahara Desert. Ask questions. That woman did not even know that was her day. She was just there doing the usual. So, I sometimes like to look at Elijah and Elisha and try to see some of their differences. So, yes, what the prophet said. He called her. Say, hey, I need some water. Get me some water. He didn't even try to be nice and introduce himself. Say, you know, I'm the prophet. I'm the prophet of God all the way from Zimbabwe. Amen. And the Lord just sent us to this city. And hallelujah. Could you please sow into my life? I need a cup of water. Let me tell you, if you are not preparing for that day before it comes, you will trip. That woman had every reason to realize, who the hell do you think you are? Just show up here. Do you know how long we'll be here gathering sticks? Just show up here. You are not even trying to gather sticks. You're asking for water. It's not only water. It's well. You take the whole thing and be drinking. You need to be sensitive. The day you see a donkey talking, before you say, I bind you, peradventure somebody just lost his instruction, his calling, his ministry. Somebody is not hearing God. For you to wake up and you hear the donkey talking, maybe Balaam needs to hear something. When God starts using unlikely settings to communicate with you, that means he has been talking and you are not hearing. And that means there's also an angel standing by the side with a sword in his hand. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. Many times God will use the people you hate to begin to communicate with you. And I wonder, hey, what was that? Where is that coming from? Hey, he's talking, you are not hearing. Be sensitive to your environment. So this woman, see, as she was going to fetch it, hey, come back. As you are going, just come back with not everything, just a morsel of bread. Say, this prophet asked her, you know exactly what you want. You ain't getting. Please change the battery. An embarrassment. I mean, somebody shows up at your door, an elderly man, and he's saying, give me bread, give me water. Maybe in today, you say, can I have a bottle of Coke? You're not even looking at the person in front of you, that this person probably has not eaten since yesterday. So the woman had to start swearing. So that anything I say after this swearing, don't ask me anything again. I don't have. That's just what I'm trying to say. I don't have. This part is called mushing. This is not lucky. This is mushing. You see the signboard there? This mushing. Here, people don't have. These are the have-nots. See, as surely as the Lord God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful. See, this is a handful. Of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering how many sticks? She came all the way down for 2 sticks. That's not gathering, that's picking. You understand what I'm saying? This woman had made peace with death. Just 2 sticks. Peradventure, this can even cook this thing, will die. I've tried. I'm tired. He said that I may go in, dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Elijah said unto her, what? Fear not. You want to get into the prophetic realm where faith is activated. Your words are very key. Every time you come into a hostile situation, into a circumstance that is not, that kills your creativity, you begin to speak at that thing. So you, here you see the prophet trying to help her. Say, fear not. Fear not. You have to develop your way of, develop your own way of communicating with the atmosphere. And he said, fear not. Go and do as you have been instructed. And again, the issue of instruction becomes critical again. When God really wants to establish covenant with you, you come into his presence, you sense his presence, you feel all kind of good pimples. At the end of the day, if he's not saying something, you should say, you should still stop and say, sir, is there anything you would like to say to me? Don't just get the clouds and the atmosphere and walk away feeling all mushy. Stay long enough to hear a word. Because every next battle you are going to face will be a consequence of your last encounter. Look at that story you are reading in Isaiah of Sennacherib. After that major breakthrough, what happened to Hezekiah? Say, after, in that same, what's that, chapter 7? Isaiah, give me 37 and the last verse, then give me 38 and the first verse. I'll just touch something quickly there. Some of us don't know how to engage in spiritual warfare. So, quickly. Isaiah chapter 37, the last verse. And it came to pass as he was worshipping the house of Nisroch, his god. Now we have some idols here. That's a nice name. And Adramelech. Okay. That Adramelech and Sharezer, his son, smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia and Esaradon, whatever. His son reigned in his stead. Go to the next one. And what? In the days when the victory was taking place, the guy who was at the center of betting that new season began to feel certain repercussions of that victory in his body. After every major breakthrough, the devil is the next person you see. After slaying 450 prophets, the next person the prophet saw was Jezebel. The time to sleep is not after a major breakthrough. People mistake a lot of things. They go and dance and sing and do a lot of stuff. No, that's time to go back and pray. Because in the midst of this, guy just engaged with the prophet and they took delivery of a city. But because everything comes with a price, see, look at his body. In those days, while the breakthrough was happening and the king was dying and they were celebrating in the city, what is this? Feel sick. No, man of God, then he will shout, hey! No, we must not spoil today's testimony. And then he will go right there and say, praise the Lord, we got the victory. Come on, choir, give us a song. And they didn't know something was happening to the man of God. Evil coexisting with good. So that you must be smart. That at the edge of every breakthrough, don't go and sleep. Elijah must now proceed into the desert in search for the still small voice. Because the warfare of Jezebel, you can't fight it with noise. You can't fight it with noise. You must hear again. You must be, it's in quietness and confidence. Because the Jezebel spirit is very manipulative. It can come so close to you and you don't know it's there. So you have to be sensitive, see with the eyes of your heart and not what is in front of you. See, close your eyes and feel the elements of the supernatural around you. You cannot find Jezebel with two eyes. You have to see Jezebel with the eyes on the inside. So for that, you have to take a journey into the desert. And then you are going to have encounters. Don't be moved. Just let the rocks split out. Just go. Wait for the voice. Yes, I know you prayed and you saw certain signs, but just stay a little longer. What you are trying to unveil and to unhead, they are not things that you can just catch. You have to be sensitive in the spirit, because you don't fight Jezebel with noise. That means Jezebel was worth more than 450 prophets. One woman, a spiritual weight, more than 450 prophets. Men. Learn how to do forensic analysis of the person you are engaging, of the spirits you are engaging, so that you deal with them at the root. Don't go for the head, go for the root. But if you don't know, you'll be tempted to be aiming for the bro, go for the root. So many times you will require patience and quietness to understand the configuration of what you are engaging. So that once you begin to pray, you are going for the root. If not, they wear you out. So you find a king here anointed by the Lord. It was the same Isaiah that stood with him in the place of prayer that came to announce you are going to die. We still prayed together last week. Say, man, brother, shetala. Say, man of God, you can't be giving this kind of testimony, prophecy. Look how the thing we just did together. Say, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall not live. Prophets have no commitment except to the word of the Lord. You're only my friend to the degree of your alignment with God. The day I check you and you are not in God's calendar, I'm out. I will even say goodbye, I'm out. It's as simple as ABC. The day you find that I'm not in alignment again, don't say goodbye, just go away. Son of Amos came unto him and said, thus hear the Lord, I give you time to set your house in order, arrange everything, write your will, for thou shalt die and not live. And I'm asking, Lord, why would you allow me go through such a major breakthrough in my life to now begin to tell me this kind of stuff? Somebody went to bed simply because he got a victory. Somebody went to bed. You think it's everybody that comes to this Lagos and runs up and down the way you are doing? You think the wealth of this city, the street, you think it's on the street? You think it's on the street? Lagos is the pillars of Lagos are held by very powerful water spirits. The same waters that are in Lagos are in Bayelsa. They are in River State and they are undeveloped. The same waters are in Lagos and they are the reasons for its development. Come on, men, think. They are there in the south, say, oh, they don't have flyover bridge, oh, they don't have rain, they don't have that. Everything that was supposed to be a disadvantage to this city became an advantage. It's not God. There is no governor that will sit on the throne in Lagos and will not come out and celebrate your festival. They have not born you. But what's that thing they do? They wear white and turn up and down. I mean, this city is found. I say, let your eyes be open so that you can see what you're actually engaging. You come into a place, you're about to negotiate for something. Ask the Lord, show me. It may require a lot of quietness. Quietness means careful observation. When you come into a place, look at the pictures they hang on the wall. Look at the arrangement and the alignment of chairs. Sometimes you don't know. You think they just brought an you think they just brought an interior decorator to my brother. They arrange these things to face the east. You won't know except you're a Muslim. You now notice that every time they need to pray, all of them face that direction. What's this? There's a pattern here. But it's just cushion chair, and they bought very expensive chair, so you won't even think it's the chair you'll be thinking about. Everything in alignment. Everything in alignment. Everything in alignment. How come they know all this stuff? You're now asking why Ezekiel is now feeling sick suddenly. Doesn't matter. Ezekiel was not a king by choice. There was oil poured on his head. Yet because of the orchestration of witchcraft against him, the prophet was still the one God said, Oga, this one are there too. And I can imagine the car and the prophet, Imbradadadada, Sennacherib, we're bringing you down, Sennacherib, Imbradadadada. And while they were doing that, God entered into the camp of the enemy and was killing every one of them. Glory be to God. God is faithful. Oh, but I don't tire out. This one had to just go sleep for 3 days first. My brother, that was tough. Hallelujah. I thank God though. Man of God, I'll call you to, let's go and rest. I'll call you 3 days. And one day just woke up. What's this pain? What's this pain? Pain. Let me tell you, when you see people that don't like you, so they want to become your friend. In the office, on your street, all of a sudden they are greeting you. My brother, if they got you where they wanted you, that discussion won't be holding. But all of a sudden they realize that there's nothing they can do. So today is a good day to say good morning. Can I borrow your cup? Can I borrow your spoon? Can we have lunch? Let's go have lunch together. No, we've never really connected since we've been in this office. Shut up. You can have all the new creation reality in your head. New creation reality is to bring you to the place of an overcomer. But if you sleep beyond what is necessary, the time is up. So, what did the man do? Have you ever heard of the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem? You see this kind of prayer. It's not the prayer you pray and you are putting out your pocket, man, like a tabarada. They never jam you. Look at this. Kaproshatata kapata. You don't want distractions right now. This is death you are talking about. This one is not a matter of time. We will be here for as long as it takes. Man of God. French embassy, they are around. They want to see you. Your attitude and posture in prayer can communicate your victory, can give a signal to your victory. When you hear certain things, stop posing with God. Take off that jewelry. Take off that shirt. Lock the door. Take off your singlet. Take off your trousers. Say, naked came into the world. Naked will I return. Mambrota shadi. We now write the last chapter of my life, and then you face the wall. Keta! And you begin to pray. Keep allowing everybody to come into your room. Your room is your place. Continue. You can't pray this kind of prayer there. Say, face the wall and pray to the Lord. It's not a time to be asking the prophet, why now? Why are you like this? We were together last week, and now you are saying that thing. Are you sure this is God? I'm telling you why people fail. in this month of prayer, let me tell you, you must be operating at a level higher than the spirits controlling this city. If not, you will pursue it. Ask me, they'll say they cancel. Nothing can be frustrating. They will not tell you, madam, it's not all this up and down. It's not this up and down. Come and join our association. Come to Ikoyi Club. Come to whatever. I mean, they begin to make you stupid offers where you can no more beat your chest and say it was God that made me rich. Because you know that the contract depends on that connection. Next verse. 30, verse 3. And he said, now, oh God. You see, I was sharing something some time ago. I said it's very, when you talk about leaning upon your staff, you are leaning upon the goodness and the faithfulness of God in the past. When you hear and you receive evil report that shakes your faith, have you heard something that just made you fear? You know, you are like behind the scenes, like, so you open up the chest and bring out the testimonies of the Lord. Yes. David had a lot to say about that. When you almost didn't graduate, when you almost didn't pay your final school fees, and you know, your results were hard. You heard people were failing in law school, like, go and see this one. I know they go. I mean, I just stay here. They look at the thing they be first. So why they don't pay? Just like, oh boy, what did happen? Say, don't worry, I'm okay. I'm taking a stroll. You know, well, when you are hearing evil report, there are certain things you hear. You're like, your tonguing doesn't come naturally at that point. You know, you are, because it's not, most times it's easier for you to pray in tongues when there are no issues. But now you are hearing that the mighty are already falling. Then I say, go and check. I want to buy water. you're just looking around. But when you now get to the point and found that your head was not among those that to be ruled, yeah, and then you are now faced with another situation like the patriarch, you lean upon your staff. The totality of God's goodness and mercy over your life in the past. You remember where he picked you from. You remember when you were in that hospital bed and they passed all these kind of intravenous things into your system, and you lost so much weight and people feared for your life, and you didn't know you would come out of that place, and here you are still standing, and here you are again facing seeming death. See, I will remember the testimonies of the Lord upon my bed. In this season, these are your weapons. These are your weapons. Because he will not leave my soul in hell. I've been to hell and I'm back. When I almost lost it, he brought me back. I am not going now. This is not the time. This is not the time. So he remembered. He said, remember, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept. Weeping could be a sign of faith. Yes. Yeah, weeping is a weapon of the intercessor. Yes. Weeping is a weapon of the intercessor. Weeping is a weapon of the, it is not a sign of failure or guilt or giving up. It is a weapon, because scripture tells us in the book of Psalms that the Lord captures our tears in his bottle. Now, when those moments when you have had to weep out of frustration, the Lord stores them in a bottle, because they will be your testimonies in the realm of the spirit tomorrow. When you get to the rock that is higher than you and you have nowhere to turn, you can lay a demand on your tears. Ezekiel Webster, verse 4. Ah. I said, instruction is key. Don't just pray and walk away. Wait for a word. Then the word of the Lord came to the man. He was already at the gate on his way out. I've lost another friend, unfortunately. No friend again. And then the word of the Lord came to me and said, go back, go back. Say, feel free to be a false prophet right now, but go back and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Holy Ghost. The God of the, when God be, you see, it's one thing when God begins to remind you of who he is, you are in trouble. But when God begins to remind you of who you are, that's your heritage. He said, thus hear the Lord, the God of David. God didn't even talk about Hezekiah's father. raised is a cow. You see, did you see his prayer? How I walked after you with a pure heart. Every time you say that, God remembers people like David. He said, now this guy didn't hear the prayer. He had left. But for you to know, God is online real time. And that's not 24 hours. Something more than that. He said, I have heard thy prayer. Oh! Oh! Somebody say, God, I ain't emotional. What's this? God only responds to faith. I have seen. Have you ever cried because you know there's no way forward?
Yes.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe you're just like, this is serious. That this is it. When everything you worked for, I don't know how Steve Jobs felt when they took his company for him. In his mind, like, who are these guys? I started this company for Christ. You guys just showed up and say you decided that I'm no more the pastor. Oh boy. You know, in America, they removed their pastors. Like you now, if you just do, you just call Pastor Bola, call Kenny, say, you understand? It's like the man is now doing something. Say, Pastor, we remove you. Say just like that. We remove you. And we've sent a mail to CAC. So you are free. Don't worry. Go. Go with the Jeep. Go. But so now we are going to share everything. It is not the church that is the calling, it's the gift. He said, I've seen thy tears. Behold. The word behold is be. Become what you are about to hold. I'm giving you something. Be. Be. Become. I know you're so sick right now, but I won't let your faith end like Sennacherib. Be. Hold. Stretch out in faith. You will not feel anything, but it is legitimate. It's legal. It's valid. It's a valid experience I'm giving you right now. Even though you are not going to feel anything, you will not fall under the anointing. But what I am saying to you now is valid. Be. Hold. You just held 15 years right now. One of the few men on earth who knew the day was going to die. Or probably the only man. Who knew the day he was going to die 15 years from that day. So if he had gotten to the 15th year with few seconds left, and he now starts falling, people say, man of God. You just be smiling at them. You guys are wasting your time. It's over. I've done. Now, when you know you have 15 years, how do you walk? People will be telling, hey, we are tired. Man, I've got lashes. Eh? Oh boy, I'm not there for that one. Be running because you know every day now counts. 15 years. Look at one man's prayer. The mighty hand of God was his instruction. The word of his spirit. That God is no regard of any man. He's not a respecter of any man. What he says is valid. Isaiah had refused to go and give that word. He will still recover. Go to the next verse quickly. And I will deliver thee, see extra portions of this breakthrough, and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. Go ahead. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Verse 8. Behold, I will bring again the shadow. Oh goodness, God just likes to prove a point. I will bring again the shadow of the God took the sun just because he felt like. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. Verse 9. The writing of Ezekiah, king of Judah. Oh, what does this mean? That's his territory in the spirit. That's his territory in the spirit. There are certain things God will tell you, but you have to also add sense. It was this same king that God said you will not need to fight in a battle. And he went to get what? All the choir members. The only king who came to the war front with choir members. Because his territory was praise. And when the writing of Ezekiel, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. Look at his words. I said, in the cutting off of my days, I will go into the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. In other words, he knew he was dying an untimely death. I said, I shall not see the Lord. Can you see why he was crying out? It wasn't just to stay around. He was thinking, if I die now, I will not be able to go to church again. I will not be able to go and pray. I will not see Christians. I will not see my fellow people again. He was thinking of things that God was interested in. I will not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. My age is departed and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life. It will cut me off with pining sickness from day even to night without making an end of it. So he just went on and on and on and on and on. The bottom line is this. There are certain things you are going to go through that defy logical explanations. When you get to those points, stop looking for explanation. Certain things will not always add up. God allows evil and good to coexist for a reason. He can choose to take away evil now, but he allows it for a reason. So it is your light that must shine in the darkness, in the midst of the darkness, and darkness must not be able to comprehend it. In 1 Kings chapter 17, and I begin to round up. Verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord will send rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying. Again, somebody is paying attention to instruction. This is very key. Some things the Lord will ask you to do will sound very stupid. So I warn you ahead. I would have loved to say something that would have captured it, but the person involved is here and I don't want to make the person, but it really captured it. The Lord can ask you to do very, very stupid things. Verse 15. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house. You see, the prophet is also a beneficiary of the breakthrough. So I now imagine that Elijah will wake up in the morning and now let me even go and shave. Today is a good day, man. Since all these days in the week, just put mirror and be shaving. Because there's food, amen. After of me, you go and eat, you shave. But when he was fighting Jezebel and all those, there's no time. You have to be on your feet, on your toes. But now there's breakthrough, amen. See, so stand in front of the mirror and shave, and then comb his hair. Man, Elijah, say, oh boy, we'll do this. And you just go and say, how far, mama? I say, things as usual. You just put your hand inside the pot, come on, toasted bread. Tomorrow is like, how about jollof rice? Okay, just close the pot again, open it. Ah, obe. My like is your God. Say, nah, this is just for. Once rain comes, you go back to farming. So then, when we know ourselves, you know we are not mates. You now say Mazi. You now be giving me some title with my name. Say J. Say Mazi. All those things that we do. Oh, but I love the Igbo people, man. If you hear very conk, you know. You hear those. Say J. You know, somehow I wonder why they never interpret those things. But I just know it's something, you know, okay, very, very powerful, you know. And the barrel of the meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, not science, not economics. according to the word of the Lord which he spake by his servant Elijah. We are going to come into a season of plenty, and it will not answer to any law of nature. That nonsense that Lagos money stays in Lagos is a wrong spirit propagating that gospel. That no matter what you do, when you step out of Lagos, you can't take that thing out. How many Lagosians want to leave Lagos and go to Ibadan? Because you are thinking they are too slow for you. There's something that brings you here and ties you down here. If you don't know the spirits you are dealing with in an area, and this is not about, this is not a deliverance service, I'm just telling you. If you don't know the things you are dealing with in your offices, if you don't know, if you've ever worked for Indians, you will see their commitment and their concentration. When it's time for them to pray, they leave the computer and walk away. Some of their idols are so small, they can put it in their pocket. But they are so committed to that thing. They can give you their gold wristwatch, but not that thing. Say, you believe in this? You say, yeah, I believe, I believe. Say, he hear you? Say, he hear me? In your mind, like, wow. Say, Mr. Prakash, you need to understand how these things are working. This is one man's faith. He's a guru in science, but he respects the deity of that thing, the godness of that thing in his hand. He doesn't bring his science to it. Say, this one is God by himself, and he has so many of them like that in his pocket. This one is for thunder, this one is for fire, this one is for water, this one is for prosperity, and they honor these things. These are things you take knife and go to the meat market and butcher and say, me, I like cow. But we have no honor. And we allow people to talk down on our faith. You can't try it with those people. The reason why many never come into the miraculous, it's because of little things like this. They want God to make sense. And that is not God's speciality. It doesn't make sense. What has he said to this woman now that made sense? That give the prophet food, and then you will not need to work for the next 3 years. Just open the pot. Which law of science establishes that? But somewhere, you went somewhere and they told you that these things are not real. There are stories in the Bible. You are now asking why your life is the way it is. How else? I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I am not going to prosper by the forces of water spirits in Lagos. No way. No way. That spirit that makes you wake up early in the morning and you rush to the island. With all the business going on in Ikeja, do you imagine what is going on in Victoria Island? Now you now take a step into Lekki. That spirit also tries to manipulate the type of doctrine people hear. So once you cross into Obalende, into VI, the kind of programs you see are concerts, church concerts, business seminar, Friday time out with pastor, whatever. Things that make people relax so that they cannot engage in warfare. Then when they have problems, they run back to the mainland. Yes. There are people that come to this church, and most of you don't know. They come once in a while. They are MFM pastors. Sometimes they come with their wives. Sometimes they send their wives. They sit in the church. After the service, I start talking to them. Then I'm asking them, why are you here? You know that we don't cover our head. You know that we wear trousers. Say, pastor said I should come and see you. Talking about the MFM pastor. That it is you that should handle this matter. I said, okay. See, then there's another woman coming next week. But all of us cannot leave the church at once. I said, but they know they are coming to see a small boy. I said, yes. Say, but they said you are the one that we should see. I said, eh. In my mind, I'm seeing them for the first time. So I'm wondering. So maybe me, I already put my leg on the table. I just, okay, amen. Hallelujah. For the man of God, amen. I'm saying all of that because many times the devil sees your what? Sees your value in the spirit. He cannot bring the value down, but he can bring down your perception of that value. So it will make you engage in things that make you relaxed. It will take away your warfare. All of a sudden you are relaxed. Everything is calm. Don't pray for calmness. That's why you are not on your toes. The day David stopped fighting, he saw a naked woman. The day he stopped fasting, the day he stopped praying, the day he now had men of God, like Ego, like Ken, who said, man of God, don't worry, we'll undo it. Pastor be sleeping. Say, okay, I sleep. That's the day you started having nightmares. Because all of a sudden, pastor is a big man of God. Don't let people deceive. With every height, the commitment and concentration must increase. If it took me 7 days fasting in a month to get to this point in just 2 years of this church, and I saw all of you sitting here, as we progress to 500, that's what I tell you, you can't catch me with pot bed. You can't. Where? How? Just start another 7 days. Stop going to the gym and wasting your time. Take your time to take delivery of the next 20 years of your life. Don't be so bothered about now. Let's take delivery of the next 20 years. We've heard of Abiola. Is he here now? Ahead of Dangote, he will not be here tomorrow. Go on tomorrow. I want to encourage you. You cannot take the side of God you like and leave the side you don't like. You can't take His holiness without His wealth. You can't take His holiness without His glory. You can't take His holiness without His excellence. All of these things are what makes Him who He is. See, I've said to you that you are God's, and all of you are children of the Most High. In the Old Testament, a prophet saw that. How come we now have revelations that take away this truth from us? Go back to your home when you get home today and say, Satan, your time here is up. Call the things that be not as though they were. If you need to move into your own house before the next 60 days, go out there, paste it on your wall, write it, paste it on your wall. 60 days, count down. All the things that be not as though they were. Stop waiting for it to happen before you believe. Believe, then you will see it. The devil is a liar. Not everybody comes into Lagos and is moving from place to place. Some people come in and they come in like covenanted people. You are covenanted. You are covenanted. God can put so much grace on your life. Before the end of this year, you will go into the courtroom and you will floor an SAN. You floor. Who is this guy? You bring him down. Tunde Bakai was 21 days at the bar. Took down his son. 21 days at the bar. Not 21. 21 days. You may not know what that means. It's because you are not a lawyer. It's just like being a doctor fresh from medical school and you discover something that everybody has been killing themselves over. 21 days at the bar. 21 days in the business world, and you are setting records. People are asking, who is this guy? Where is this idea coming from? You can't be looking for this kind of ideas in yourself. There is a source somewhere. For Hezekiah, it was in the city of praise. He identified with his constituency and was he allowed his configuration to speak. That is how he fights his warfare, with praise. Find your configuration. the sons of Issachar, they were configured as leaders. So when a son of Issachar is coming to the warfare, he's thinking of strategy. He's thinking, let's set up a system that takes this thing down. But if you are talking to somebody whose tribe is the tribe of praise, he comes in with his drums. He doesn't have time for stories. Drums, musical instrument, generator. They bring everything to the battleground. Thine is the praise. Thine is the victory. Satan defeated. And you just see them. You just, Pastor Wola, drum now. Okay. Because he's thinking it's actually a joke. But the guy didn't come here with all this equipment to joke. He came with his speakers to the battleground. If this is a battle with five kings, he came with speakers and made this guy. You know, I told that guy sometimes his mind is always there. How can you be facing sack in your office and you came with speakers and microphone and all of that stuff and you said this is how we are going to win? Hey, bro, wisdom. Let's go and meet Dr. Disty and see what he can do. Bro, I'm not from Issachar. I'm from Judah. I am from Judah. Unto you shall all the praise be. I am from Judah. I will invest in the things that praise. I will invest in the things that declare your praise. I will invest in it when I don't know what to do. I will put my energy. I will put my money on your praise. I will put my money on your praise. That is why the best time to give an offering is in the midst of praise. That is why the best time to give is in the heat of your worship to him. Not when we say offering time, blessing time. The best time to give is when you are feeling it. Let me tell you, I don't care how much stuff or revelation you have, but when you have enough money to throw around, it simplifies your gospel. Because somebody is hungry, the best way to say Jesus loves you is, let's go out and have a meal, then we'll talk about your problem. I don't want to talk about your problem at Sheraton. I don't want to talk about a problem and then say, let us pray. No. We'll talk about the prayer part, but right now we need you to. When last did you? Where do you sleep? Say I've been squatting. Okay, you know what? Just hold on. Let's go to Sheraton or close by somewhere. Just eat. Are you okay? Now you probably need to rest. So we'll talk tomorrow morning. You sleep. I'll come for you tomorrow. I'll send my draft pick tomorrow. You know, it's a realm in God. You understand? It is not that you were 50 years to get there. It is that you are 30. Because somewhere in your mind, you think you need to be old to get there. In 1980, you needed to be a 50-year-old CEO. But in this century, we have 18-year-old billionaires. We have 21-year-old billionaires. And then they say, hey, you're too smart to have a driver. Shut up! You see, it is... You see, I'm sorry. But if you can't take the part of God you like. Because even God is so magnified, he doesn't have a driver. It is the chariots that drive him. The spirit of God is in the chariots. Once he steps in, they just move. They know his location. Bam. They move. You can't sell off that and then you now want to come. You want to run with horses like this? You want to run with chariots like this? With this mindset? That is why when he... Donald Trump's wife might have been a prostitute. Can you call her that now? She's the first lady. Can she go back and live that life she used to live? In fact, if she has to, it is president she'll be sleeping with. Don't be an accidental civil servant. You should be able to tell your story. Know what brought you here. Know how you got here. For Hezekiah, he knew that how he won the other battle was praise. He knew the other was through intercession between a prophet and a king. And he went back into his company when he was beginning to recover. Say, I am the king of Judah. In other words, I don't let anybody precede me when it comes to praise. I don't let anybody precede me. I don't let the keyboard stop me. The keyboard didn't show up. The drummer didn't show up. we didn't come here for that. We came to praise. I came to praise. I don't know about you. I don't let anybody precede me when it comes to the issue of praising my God. Even in my sickness, he turned his face to the wall. Don't wait for no prophet. We are going to get there. Are you hearing me? So that when somebody wants to slide because things are not happening, they will see you as a clear example of a man God picked from the dunghill and set amongst princes. And they say, God, if you did it for this person, I'm not giving up. We must have our own examples. We don't need to keep looking at the world to get our examples. We can look inside it and get our examples. And yet we are humble. We are relational. We are lovely people. We can relate with poor people. We can relate with rich people. We don't put on this, I'm rich. Shut up. Just regular people. You can put on Ankara and you are fine. You have a problem with money. You have a problem with God. Because even God didn't compare himself with Satan. He said God and Mammon. It's an exchange rate. Go and check everyone who worked with God consistently. They were not broke people. Talk about Abraham. Talk about Joseph. Talk about Daniel. These were men in the circles of the earth where it mattered. And God could trust them with things he cannot trust you with. Talk about Job. Job had a comeback spirit. He fell so flat. It didn't take him more than 1 year to bounce back. And what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Do you see the God we are talking about here? The mighty hand of God. Do you understand what we're talking about here? The spirit of this God rested upon his prophet and he outran the chariots. The things you are trying to put your hope in. I challenge you this morning. See the resurrected Christ. He's not just a lamb. He is a lion. That woman never knew that housing the prophet would be the key to her breakthrough. Do you think after the rain started falling that the woman will now go back and believe in the way she used to live? After what she has experienced, say, man of God, I know you have to go, but I can't do the way you used to be. Because now she knows something. She experienced something. If she goes back to the farm, she's not going to be looking for 2 sticks. Because now she knows those things are not what she did. She's going now because she needs to go out. Not because God is not faithful. Because when she wasn't even looking, God looked for her. And here you are thinking God forgot you. God looked for her. She wasn't looking. She didn't know what to do. God sent his prophet to her. So after the whole famine is over, you think she'll now go back to that? Oh, no. I changed, brother. I changed my address. You've got to see this future that God has for you. God is not in a hurry to get you to heaven. He's not in a hurry, okay? He has a system that works there. When you come in, they need to school you and help you adjust. But it's not you. Your debt is not what he needs now. You need to stay alive and manifest his glory. Be the reason why somebody doesn't give up. Be the reason why somebody doesn't lose hope. Be the reason why somebody wants to serve your God. Be the reason why people will not be trapped. I looked at somebody in the office 2 days ago and I said, how long are you going to continue like this? Say, it's the salary. I say, what salary? You are a slave. You are a slave. 300,000, is that why? Is that why? You want to throw your life away. You are almost 40. You can't leave this place and start your own bank. The lease license is 25 million for a community bank. Community, not regional bank. Ihiala community bank. Or Ohafia community bank. 25 million, the license. Minus the bribe you have to pay. And this is what you want to do. Then when you are 40 and they ask you to now go, you don't know how to do any other thing. Because you've done this for 15 years. You are now bitter at the world. You are bitter at your employers. You are now saying, I should have left them when I should have left them. I told them, and I told her and her friend, I said, I am not telling you what I am not doing. I have done it. Don't live in self-deceit. If the system cages you, you are a slave. Daniel came into Babylon a slave. He became the prince of Babylon. It's not about what they said. With what mindset are you coming to the warfare? Do you think the world is against you? Make them change their position. Your mindset is very key to the warfare. If you believe that God will not abandon you in this, He will not abandon you. If you think you are not sure, even when He shows up, you will doubt. God is not far. Say, do not say, we will go to the mountain and bring Him for us. It's not far. Say, the word of God is in your heart and in your mouth. That if you shall say with your mouth. The lady over there, you're getting married next week. Next week, Saturday. This Saturday, 7 days from now. Let me see your face, stand up. And you could be here and you are just asking, so what next? We advance, not by the forces of the earth, but by the forces of the reign of heaven. Say, for I will give you both the former and the latter reign together. Together. The devil is a liar. Together. You can't keep walking about in fear. What if I marry the wrong person? So what if you marry the right person? There are people walking about with secret fears. Will anybody like me the way I am? Will anybody be able to cope with me the way I am? You don't know the love of God. That's why you spend so much time in front of that mirror. Because you don't know the things that have been given to you. Tell yourself, I will be the story of redemption on the lips of many in this city. I will be the story of redemption. I will be the reference point, not Dangote, not Otedola. I will be the reference point that wherever I turn, they say that guy came into this city with one bag. He came in a bus. He came on the back of a truck. But in 20 years, see what the Lord has done. And you can say to them, that great is the deliverer of Israel, that if He could do it through me and to me and to my family, then your story will not be different. You can point to them. You can lean upon your staff to now bless them. Why? Because you have been there. Because you have been there. You didn't come here to hustle. Hustling is not a kingdom word. You didn't come here to hustle. Hustling is not a kingdom word. You didn't come here to hustle. Hustling is not a kingdom word. The grace that is upon this house is a kingly grace. It's a kingly grace. It's a grace. Yes, we are rich and we are holy. We are blessed and we are holy. We dine with kings and we are holy. We cannot be intimidated because we are holy. We have the grace of God burning on our inside and we are not afraid. There's a change of season. There's a change of climate. The seasons are changing. And God says, don't be afraid. I am the one changing the seasons. I am changing the story. I am changing the game. I just moved the goalpost. 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 You will not have any record of unanswered prayer anymore. Just like that woman didn't see Elijah coming, God's answer is at your doorstep. It will be stressless. It will work in by itself. It is time for you to go back to your business and begin to make some money. I said it's time for the nations to begin to seek you. Most times when you have to introduce yourself, people, they prize you lower. But when they hear about your fame and they come for you, Sometimes you are surprised the way they are treating you, the way they are treating you. No, the fame of the Lord has gone ahead of you. I know you came into this city, your parents are somewhere in your village and all of that, but in 5 years they will hear your name. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. The grave couldn't hold you. The soldiers couldn't tie you down. Jesus. Let the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead fill our hearts afresh. Let it bring hope. Let it bring faith. Let it bring encouragement. Let it bring ability. Let it bring ability. I come against every inferiority complex. Everything that tells you you can't do it. I silence every voice that tells you are not fit for this. That tells you can't take the city. Every warfare, everything coming and telling you are not going to take the breakthrough. Look, they said to you that it was not possible, but they are changing their ground. I'm not telling them, I'm telling to ego. I said they are changing their mind. Because you stood your ground. See, the things that can be shaken will be taken out of the way. See, and the things that cannot be shaken will remain. You must have staying power. You must have staying power. You know what you are looking for. Even when they give you something that looks like it, say, no. Hey, this ain't it. This ain't it. This ain't it. She's fine, but this ain't it. He's fine, but this ain't it. We're still going just down there. Let's not take lower alternatives. As long as you think you have to be somewhere to get the person that you think can help you, that will link you, you're making a mistake. God doesn't share his glory. That's it. And until you deal with that phase of your life, you are stranded. God doesn't share glory. If God wants to use someone, he will bring the person. He doesn't share glory. I don't like people saying thank you to me when I help them. Please don't get me into trouble. Just walk away. If I couldn't have easily told you I can't do it, but don't come back to me and say thank you. I don't want it. The least you can do, pray for me. Because I see a lot of people here that God is going to bless. Amen. And you'll be comfortable in your blessing. But I need you to see it. See it this morning. See it this morning. You thought you needed to save for it, but now God will bring it to you. You know, I said something when I started. I said some of you are going to be living your own houses next year. Just the way the prophet walked in on that woman, it is going to walk in on you. Most people that tap into those blessings are usually initially homeless. Somebody didn't hear me. Maybe your landlord just insulted you. Please take, don't worry. When we just put the offering bowl here, if you want to give your offering after the grace, it goes by 12. I said, maybe your landlord just finished insulting you. My landlord said to me, out of everybody in this company, you're the only one that didn't come and see me. I said, for what? I said, I'm a busy person. The guy said, what do you do? I said, it depends on which one you want to hear. He now reported Pastor Bola to me. See, even the lawyer that I thought will not come, he has seen me. He's talking about money. And I said the money is not the problem, it's in the cooler. I said, but I can't give you now. There's something we are doing. So you get it by month end. I said, do you want half payment? He said, no. I said, okay. So me too, I don't want to give half payment. I said, I will. And I told the agent, month end, let's see. So when I now did it, in fact, I left the place, I did the transfer. I didn't even go back. I now saw it, I said, Oga, if people pay, they don't collect receipt. The man was like, I'm scared of penalties. I gave you money, give me receipt now. Abi, if you now come and say I didn't pay you, come. Give me receipt. The man was like, this guy like wala. Just just left me alone. Some of you are just in that phase where you don't even need to face her. You need to be running from me. I could do that because I had money in my pocket. If I didn't have money in my pocket, I'll be dodging him. I see some of you are currently homeless. But this time next year, you will not be in a rented house. You will be in your own house. You will not advance by the force of, but by the forces of heaven's reign. Spirit of the Lord, go into the corners of the earth. Bring the resources. Bring timber. Bring all the resources. As we build your house, let our house be built.
We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us. Plot 223 beside Bode Emmanuel Center, Satellite Bus Stop, Ikodu Road, Ilukweju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website at www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling 080-8317-8191. God bless you.